Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and guess who we have in studio? Santa Claus is with us. How you doing, Santa Claus?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone!
Well, this is great, and I thought we'd kick the show off tonight with a visit from Santa Claus, and down from the North Pole, huh?
Ho, ho, ho! Yes, I am, Phil. I'm down from the North Pole, and I'm down to hear all the little children, to hear what they've got to say. Santa Claus wants to hear about all their presents and if they've been good little boys or girls.
Well, what we'll do is we'll take some phone calls then for the little children in the audience right now, huh?
Oh, I would love to do that. Oh!
Why did you put the nail gun there, bud?
I'm sorry, Santa Claus.
Wow!
Sorry, sir,
That's all right. Santa Claus is okay.
Bud, the next time they're doing work in the studio, move all of the stuff out of here, okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't know the nail gun was there.
To set on a nail... Anyway, Santa Claus, good to see you.
It's wonderful to be here, Phil.
All right, let's take our first call. Number, of course, 1-800-449-8686. And hold on for a minute. What's it, bud?
It's that kid.
What kid?
You know, the one.
I don't know what kid.
It's the one that sounds like a man.
Oh, the little Judy Hork...
Yeah, that one.
Well, Santa Claus, before we take the first call, I got to let you know, our first caller is little Judy, and she's a beautiful, bright little girl.
Well, I love beautiful little kids.
But through a birth defect, she sounds like she's 52 and male.
What, is there some kind of a setup?
No, Santa, I swear to God.
What?
Well, Santa Claus believes in helping all little children, even if they have a birth defect. So certainly, I'd love to talk with Judy.
Just remember, she tough.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, let's get on the phone here. Little Judy is calling in. Hi, Judy, how are you?
Hi.
And say hello to Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Judy.
If you're setting me up, so help me, Jesus. No, I swear to God.
Hello, Judy, how are you?
I'm fine, Santa, and I wanted to call in.
Tell Santa what you want, honey.
Santa Claus?
Yes, Judy.
You sure this is a kid?
Yes, I swear to God.
I'd like to have a new Tamagotchi connection.
Of course, Judy. We'll get you the new Tamagotchi.
And another thing, I want to have the baby-born twin dolls pram.
The baby-born twin dolls pram. Why, certainly, Judy. Oh, man, am I gonna...
I swear, it's really a little girl. She just sounds...
Some kind of birth defect.
That's right, yeah.
Sorry, Santa Claus, I should have alerted you to this.
Shut up, bud.
Well, okay, Judy.
And I also want to have the 14-inch girl's bike. The one that doesn't have the bar in the middle when you fall down and it hurts your...
Okay, and what else?
And Santa, I want to have the paper Erica doll. Because that's really neat.
Isn't that great? Well, you've got so many things. Santa needs to sit down now. And wow!
Will you move that nail gun, bud?
Sorry, Santa, I didn't...
Oh!
Are you all right, Santa?
Yes, Judy, I'm fine. Just pulling a couple of 9-inch cement nails out of my rear end. Now, Judy, what else would you like Santa Claus to get you?
Santa, I'd also like... a box of cigars and a subscription to Swank Magazine.
All right, what was it?
Santa Claus, I swear to God, it's a little girl.
Really? It was a little girl, huh? I'm Santa Claus. Millions of little kids out there.
Santa, I swear to God, it was a little girl.
Really? Hey, what's that on your nose?
What kind of...
You make an ass out of me, Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, I swear to...
Well, wait a second. I think I see a little booger hanging out of nostril number 3. You dirty stinker!
Wow, Santa, you really kicked his ass.
That's right. You want a little taste? You want a piece?
Nope. No, sir, I don't want no taste of you.
Better clean him up. Get him cleaned up and get him out of here. I'll have to host the rest of the segment.
Sure, Phil, come on.
Wait a minute. Santa Claus, I swear to God...
You're talking back to Santa Claus? Away! You make me look like a jackass?
Bob, tell him the truth.
Santa Claus, it really was a little girl that...
So in other words, you want a little action, huh? You want me to come at you?
No, Santa, I'm just telling you, really is a little girl.
Get him cleaned up and drag him out of here. Hello, everybody, this is Santa Claus. I just had to kick Phil Hendry's ass. Well, that's all the time we have here for the Santa Claus segment. I'm going to go now back to the North Pole, where I'm going to make toys for kids.
Santa Claus's wardrobe provided by Henshaw's of Arcadia. And the Mobile Corporation.
I swear to God, Santa was... Oh!
Lie to me, you dirty...
This is the Phil Henry Show! He's gonna be back after he gets cleaned up!
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just get your hands off me. I got the Band-Aid.
It's a little crooked.
I don't care. Get my ass kicked by Santa Claus. Phil Henry Show coming up tonight. Sew me up so tight. I'm talking through a hole in my face with our plastic surgeon, Dr. Jack Briscoe and Sheila Skelly, on how you can be more acceptable and gain love and affection and true friendship by making your breasts huge. Also, Bobby Dooley joins us from the Western States Homeowners Association, along with her husband Steve tonight. Always a very big, popular entry on our program. Lonely Hearts Radio tonight with Delilah. And she'll be taking requests and advice and giving advice and so on and so forth and playing love songs and all of that. Also, tomorrow night on our show, Doug Danger and Vernon Dozier. Our Best of CD is available online at www.philhenryshow.com. And on the 23rd of December, it's an all-request show, so I hope that you can join us for that. I just wanted to mention, you know, I had to go into a... I was looking for a hardware store today because I was... Not today, exactly last week, because I was trying to replace these switch plates that surround switches in your house. And, you know, when I see the word hardware, I pretty much feel like I'm in territory that I understand. It's a hardware store. I pretty much feel I know where I'm going, you know. It doesn't much matter if it's called... Do It Center Hardware, or if it's the old place that what was the place that Pat Summerall used to? Hi, Pat Summerall for
was it Builders Emporium?
Nah, some other Ace Hardware. Yeah. So I pull into the parking lot and I see a sign that says Restoration Hardware. Well, let me tell you what, my friend, that's a whole other ball game, whole different world. Have you heard of this place, Restoration Hardware? You get suckered into walking. Now, I'm not putting them people down, but Restoration Hardware is to like the Do It Center and Ace and what's the other Osh? Yeah, it's to them. What I don't know what the Bellagio is to some dice joint in the middle of Laughlin. You know, it's big money and it isn't a hardware store. I got to go in there and get lumber. I'm walking in there. Yeah, I'd like to have some siding here. And there's, like, women there who are in their early 20s to mid-40s with little, like, you know, name tags, Susie. And they're gift wrapping things like, clay pots that you'd keep garlic in. And I said, hardware? So I said, well, have you got switch plates?
Yes, sir, we do. We have them over here in, we have the very polished metal, ceramic. And they're all like $900 each.
So naturally, do I run out of there screaming? No, I wind up perusing the stuff that they got. Because suddenly you're in this place. It's not really a hardware store. I don't know what you would call it. It's a upscale, yupped up kind of place. You know, if you've got money to burn and you want ceramic switch plates instead of the regular plastic ones, you can go to this, you know, this Restoration Hardware. And they got bathrobes. Then they have, and here's our toy section. Oh, that's great. The toy section is all from 1958. Slinkies. In other words, it's all kind of retro. There's a thing going on in our country right now where we are really enamored of the past as if it belongs in the present. In other words, it's not just nostalgia that we're dealing with here. We are trying to recapture a simplicity. And it's kind of like if you've been to Disneyland, the Tomorrowland is not really about the future. It's about what our vision of the future was in 1961. So if you go to Tomorrowland, you see a lot of three-wheel cars and guys in multicolored, Jack LaLanne suits. In other words, it's the year 2050, but everybody's still got a jelly roll, only they're wearing a multicolored Jack LaLanne costume. In the year 2053, everyone's still got a duck ass and a jelly roll. And they're still wearing the Chico Jr. boots. So that's what this Restoration Hardware says. Well, and here are some of our toys. Toys? This is a Slinky, and over here you got an Etch-a-Sketch. And what is this, an old maid playing deck? I mean, the only person who's going to be playing with these toys is me. I bust out a Slinky on my kids, and they're going to be all in a heap. Hey, guess what, kids? Have you ever laid that on your kids, a toy that you really dug? And they go, yeah, it's real great. Try giving your kid a water noodle for, you know, if you have a pool, give him a water noodle for his birthday present. See how much he's going to love that.
They had jacks?
Yeah, they had jacks and they had marbles.
In case anybody lost theirs. Wow!
Yep, that's the first one of the night. Case anybody lost theirs, huh? Yeah, marbles. Now, I played marbles when I was like in the first grade. That's how old I am. We used to trade marbles. I used to know how to do it. I don't know how to do it anymore. You roll it and you try to hit another kid's marble. Yeah, and you're down on the ground and you're flicking the marble. You know what you'd look like now if you're some kid rolling marbles around with some other guy's got a Halo 2 game going with 15 guys and they're hooked up to Chad, Africa, Botswana, South Africa. You know, they're all over the planet. They got, you know, they're playing with guys who are sitting in a CIA spy camp in Kurdistan. They got spooks up in Kurdistan who are bored, and they're playing with, you know, 15-year-old dudes in Denver, Halo 2. And I'm down there on my knees with my butt in the air playing freaking whatever it is, marbles.
Some guy come along with your butt up in the air, and you're going to, whoa!
Get out of here and go get me coffee, tea, do something, man. Do something before you die.
Yes, sir.
So I go to this Restoration Hardware, and they have Advent calendars, because we do the Advent calendar thing on account of being Catholic. You guys do that? Or is that just a Catholic thing? Oh, everybody does it? Well, whatever. Only this isn't just an Advent calendar. It's a wooden cabinet with little doors that open, and inside each door you have to put treats and things, you know. That's about $90. Then they have, I mentioned the robes they've got, and why they sell, this is a hardware store, they're selling bathrobes. They have comforters. They have, in other words, if you lived in a cabin, I think it's where people go who wish they lived in a cabin. That's what I think it is. It's all cabin-like. Comforters, socks, you know, switch plates with, you know, dancing jack of hearts on them, and they have and pots and pans and knives, and, you know, I really like knives. I don't mean knives from the standpoint of wanting to, you know, slash somebody, man, or cut someone. I'm talking about the really cool cutlery, big cleavers and stuff for the kitchen. Do you know how much those babies are to get a really good knife? You ever gone into a store to buy a knife, to buy a really good cleaver? You're talking about spending $40 for one knife. And the guy's going to come up and you go,
I see, sir, you've picked out a very rare Rorschachella knife. This comes from the Verwin district of Germany. It is one of a kind, sir. Very hardened steel and...
Oh, what are you talking about? All I want to do is cut a pork chop here, man.
Well, sir, it's not just a pork chop cutter. This knife can do a million things.
You know, and the next thing the guy's going to tell me, like freaking Merlin, you know, Merlin the Magician was, you know, knighting dudes with this thing or something. What was this? Was forged up there in the Misty Mountains by the dwarves? What are you telling me?
Sir, I can tell you now, it's very serious knife.
$300 for a knife. And then you move on to things you'll never need in a million years. Like one of these gadgets, it's kind of like an old-fashioned meat grinder, right? Yes, grind your own meat. Swell. You say that to the wrong guy, man, and you're going to have yourself another Lorena Bobbitt situation. I mean, you can't just walk up to a guy and say, sir, would you like to grind your meat? Yeah, why not? And you have yourself a scandal. Now who's going to grind their own freaking meat? Don't you say it, bud.
I was thinking it.
Hey, honey, let's go down and get ourselves some stewing steak, jam it into the meat grinder, make our own hamburger, and then we'll make the patties and... And that's about $150. So guess what I did? I walked out of there with about $400 worth of garbage. Yeah, just walking out with boxes, balancing them. I'm going in there. There's another guy standing at the door. And I said, you know, when this place opens, yeah, I think it's about 10 o'clock. And I said, well, look at this, man. This is pretty cornball. Yeah, he says, I'm just in here. I just got to get a thing, you know. We both walk out of there with like $9,000 worth of crap thrown in the back of our trucks. Un-freaking believable. Restoration Hardware. I'm telling you, it's cool. It's like a chick hardware place. It's like an upscale Bed Bath & Beyond, only this is really Beyond. You know how Bed Bath & Beyond is only Bed & Bath? Well, I just found a Beyond. It's called Restoration Hardware, and it's nuts. All right, we have the editorial comment.
Yeah, we got Mr. Hawes coming up right now.
All right, here is David G. Hall now with an editorial comment.
The Bill Henry Program now presents David G. Hall with an editorial comment.
Thank you. Recently on the Phil Henry Show, opinions were expressed which management here does not agree with. Binge drinking among college students is at an all-time record clip. 1,400 student deaths, 500,000 injuries, 70,000 cases of sexual assault and date rape, and an estimated 1,400 student deaths due to binge drinking. This is a fantastic amount of achievement in just a short time. Why Henry would speak out against binge drinking, I would...
What are you doing?
What are you, butting in? I'm the vice president.
Wait a minute.
What?
You're encouraging binge drinking.
Yes, I'm encouraging binge drinking. Why the hell? You're coming on a radio show that is listened to by a great many young people, and you're alienating them by telling them not to binge drink. Do you understand what this means? 1,400 student deaths and 70,000 cases of rape. This is a boon. And what we have to do...
I'm not going to put this on the air. It's completely irresponsible. You told me we were going to have editorial comment.
Wait a second. Just hold on a minute there, Mr. Henry. You're telling me my business? I'm David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. I made people like you and Dr. Laura, Rush Limbaugh, Jim Rome, and the rest of these guys. You're telling me what to do?
I cannot have you on my show talking about binge drinking being...
This is an editorial comment from the... God, I hate you, Henry. I got a cold and everything. You got me screaming.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but you shouldn't come on here with a cold. The fact is, this is an irresponsible...
This is something I want to do.
You need some water, Mr. Hall?
Now, how are you going to get me water with you all the way over there and me here?
Now you can come over. I can get the taxi cab.
Oh, shut up. Henry, I want you in my office tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, in other words, you won't be there.
That's right, the same drill. Stay there all night till I get there tomorrow morning. You'll hear from my lawyer.
This has been an editorial comment by David G. Hall, Vice President. I don't know what to do.
Get out of here. Thank you. How about that binge drinking? Recently, we've heard Phil Henry put it down. Why, we heartily encourage this among our young people. All right, coming up tonight is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and they're having a social mixer this Saturday night that they want me to be at. Also, Lonely Hearts Radio with Delilah, and we will have Sew Me Up So Tight with Jack Briscoe and Sheila Skelly, our plastic surgery segment. The Best of the Phil Henry Show CD and all great holiday gift-giving can be made very, very easy by going to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and checking out our souvenir shop, because there is a ton of really cool stuff there. And it's really easy to give presents Christmas time when you take a look at what we got in there, including the brand-new Western Estates Country Club cap. We got the new official Phil Henry Show mouse pad, the official Phil Henry Show crew neck sweatshirt, and the Jay Sanders 15-ounce travel mug. All there in the souvenir shop from the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
Well, we got Bobby Dooley coming up at the top of the hour with her husband, Steve Dooley, from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And later on tonight, we will have a visit from Darren Brown, who's the program director of C93 in... Did we get an email on this? That mispronounced Pierre? Chris, do you know how to pronounce it?
I thought it was Pierre as well.
I think somebody called and said it was...
I think it's P.
I think it ain't P. It's Pierre.
That's
or some jazz like that. Forgive me for you folks that are listening. I'm terribly sorry, but there are some words that we really should get, a sort of a phonetic guide to. And then I suppose there's another way of looking at it. As an announcer, a professional of 30 years, I had to just look up the pronunciation and quit crying about it. All right, here is a flashback request from Kevin Fisher. Hey, guys, I think in the 3 weeks that I've had the subscription, I've downloaded over 30 CDs worth of material, and I get more every day. And by the time I'm finished, I'll have my own website pirating all your stuff and selling it for free. Selling it for free. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, making money the old-fashioned way, stealing from you, Phil. As a request for a flashback, we loved it when RC got into the argument with the naval guy a while back and told him that submariners just ride around the ocean in, quote, big tin wieners. That was classic. How you come up with 3 hours of material every day is beyond us, but we're not going to complain. Keep up the great work. Kevin Fisher. All right, Kevin, here it is. RC's big teen wiener, or big teen wiener. Big teen wiener.
Big teen wiener? That'd be like a teenager.
Ain't that great, man. Glad you figured that out. Here is RC's big tin wiener bit with the naval guy.
I have a couple of opinions, and I'll try to keep the language clean enough for it to be used on the air. First of all, it's not an old little brat that doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground, who probably doesn't even know which end of the rifle he looks at, is giving opinions about what the American public thinks, what the military is all about, and he doesn't have enough brains in his head to blow his own nose.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you, you snot-nosed little punk. If you knew anything about the military,
about
or you knew anything about the government of the United States, or you had any brains at all, you'd speak in a different tone. You'd speak with some respect about a commander-in-chief and a president of the United States.
But you're kicking
out. You got opinions of everybody in the United States. Well, it seemed to me that the majority of the people in the United States put that man in office. And a little punk like you that doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground should not even be allowed on the air.
Okay, are you all done? Do you need to lie down?
Well, that's enough for you to think about, because if you can't understand that, maybe somebody ought to talk to you on a one-to-one basis.
Well, I got a few things to say. Maybe you ought to lie down for them.
Good, you can say them, because I don't know why the hell he's got you on the air. You're so stupid and ignorant that it's pathetic.
Well, all you've done is call me names, and I've made points about submarines being big tin wieners, and the fact that the president chickened out about Kerry, and the fact that the military has to have faith in what you're talking about.
You haven't got enough common sense to even know what you're talking about.
You sound like you're on helium. You do. So,
are you talking through one of those fake phones?
Sure
as the hell glad that we got some people in the military to defend our country in the future that ain't an idiot like you.
Can I tell? Thanks, Bill Henry, for your time on your air.
Okay?
Hey, this is what President Bush sounded like today.
You don't even know what President Bush means.
Well, that is an interesting question. It's not so much what is the name George Bush, but what does George Bush mean? 1-800-449-8686. Thanks very much to Kevin Fisher for that request. A flashback, R.C. Collins, and the Big Tin Wiener. Forgive me, Chris said I said Teen Wiener, and I do not mean to embellish that way. All right, let's go to the phones. This is Hal. Hello, Hal. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Hal Lavalier. This is Hal Lavalier, how are you, sir?
Very good, Hal. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, sir. Thank you very much. We're on our way to Laughlin right now. Just went over Barstow just about 2 minutes ago. I gotta tell you something, Phil. You just give us a belly laugh every GD night, if you'll forgive my French. It is...
Well, I'm very happy, sir.
I'm talking to him, Hal.
Phil, this is Viola Levalier. How are you, dear?
I'm great, ma'am.
You fly the plane.
Well, tell him the story.
I want to ask you a question. Phil, we have a ball with you. We fly up once a week to Laughlin. We have a great time listening to your show.
Well, I'm very happy for that.
And I wanted to ask you that here you do.
I'm under the right traffic on a Barstow. Phil, listen, we got a question for you. Viola is going to monitor the traffic out of Barstow, if that's all right.
Go ahead. One of you guys have to fly the plane.
Well, there's no doubt about that, boy. Brother, you want a cigar on that? Somebody's got to fly the plane. Listen, Phil, here's the question that I've got for you. I got a grandson. He's a wonderful, wonderful boy, arrested last Saturday night for raping a woman at knife point. Now my daughter, along with her husband, found out he's in jail. They got him over juvenile detention. And the man that my daughter married, this son-in-law of mine, Bob, he doesn't want to post bail or anything, and I just think it's right. The kid's a great kid. Got into a little bit of...
Phil, this is Viola. You fly the plane.
Let me blow it. I got to monitor the traffic out of Barstow, Phil.
I understand. Does somebody fly it?
Well, Phil, here's the problem. He's a wonderful boy. And hold on, the plane just stalled.
Holy good God in heaven, what happened? Did you gas it up? Did you gas it up?
Yes, I gassed it. Hit DigiCard 1. There.
All right, go ahead. You tell him the story and I'll fly the airplane.
Yeah. You know, ever since Hal retired and we've got so much money, we're rolling in more money than we know what to do with. And, of course, we're, like a lot of elderly people, we're so skin cheap tight. We won't make with one nickel of it for any of our relatives, so it really makes for a comfortable retirement. But anyway, don't you think they're being a little hard on the boy?
Well, wait a minute. Did you say this? Correct me. Did I just hear you say that he raped a woman at knife point?
Let me tell it. Phil, he raped a woman at knife point, but well, look, he's over juvenile detention. They're going to turn him around on his cot, and they're going to do things to him that I don't even want to think about the doctor's bills for. So what we're saying, here, you do it.
We don't want him to be flipped over and turned into someone's blow-up doll, you know, and what you do.
I gotta monitor the traffic.
Well, what do you guys fly the plane?
I gotta monitor the traffic on a bar. Anyway, so here's what happened. I said to my son that what we have to do is... Well, hold on. I gotta hear something. Wait a minute. Where are we anyway? I'm gonna try to...
Are you guys flying the plane or talking to me?
We're over Klamath Falls. Holy Jesus, that's an America WestJet out of Beaverton. You whore, we're 800 miles off the course.
Looks like we're stalling out,
Phil. This is Hal Levelier. See you later. We're nowhere near Laughlin. You whore!
Oh, boy! Now they're going to crash land in a mountain. They're going to crash land in a mountain. Say, Phil, our grandson, a great kid, raped a woman at knife point Saturday night. Well, let me give you my opinion if you guys are still listening. I agree with the son-in-law. Lock him up. Throw the key away on a kid. How's that, huh? If you still care. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley coming up in just a few minutes.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I certainly understand that, Mr. Canoza, but we're back. 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza joined us. It was on our show last week. And if you want to sing a Christmas song, I just say that Deck the Halls, you snuck that one in on me.
When you say I snuck that one in on it.
Well, that's the Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. La la la. You know, you did that whole la la la.
Mr. Henry, as I explained to you, I don't mean anything salacious by this in trying, but if you don't want me to sing that song, I won't sing that song. It's just simply that I'm calling your program because I love your program as so many millions of people do, and I want to thank you for entertainment, and I want to sing a beautiful Christmas song for just a few minutes.
Well, I don't have a lot of time. I mean, if you want to sing, you know...
Well, can I just sing the first opening lines of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas that was made famous by, of course... Bing Crosby.
As long as you don't do the la-la-la thing, because, you know, when you do that la-la-la, that's, women don't like that.
Well, it's meant to impress women, but...
I know, but I just don't want that.
Well, it's impossible for me to do la-la-la in the White Christmas.
Well, let me think. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. with all the Christmases. I guess you can't really do it.
No, you could only do it in Deck the Halls, because it was Deck the Halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la, you know.
I understand. Well, I guess White Christmas would be okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. This is for Phil Henry. This is for everyone. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
La, 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 la.
I put that on you, Pelton. I put that on you for putting that on the air. Allowing that to get out. Unbelievable. 1-800-449-8686. The hell is that? Let's go. I got Bob Bakian flying over the JPL labs in Pasadena, California. Bob, what do you got?
Well, just a few moments ago, it was announced by scientists collected at the JPL Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in Pasadena that they have found rudimentary evidence of water on Mars at one time. Certainly the planet, the red planet, is a dry planet now, in much like many counties in Missouri on Sunday. And right now the planet, however, seems to bear evidence of what appears to be water. Water on the surface of Mars.
Bob, what is... Bob, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, Phil.
There is no water there now.
There is obviously no water there now, except for some kind of a dry ice, if you will, a frozen carbon dioxide. No, this is evidence of what we know as H2O, Phil. Could be as recent as 2 million years ago.
What was the evidence?
The evidence they found that there might have been water, flippers, a bathing cap, and a sign that says, no lifeguard on duty. Me! I'm sorry, where's my helicopter?
Oh, that's... What are you guys doing, setting me up all night? First of all, Bakian comes on with that life cap thing, or bathing cap thing. Then his helicopter stalls out, and he dies. Everybody that, if you fly, you die on the Phil Henry Show. Let me put it that way. You fly, you die, baby. All right, Bobby Dooley coming up tonight. A visit from Darren Brown, who is the program director at C93, which is our affiliate in Pierre, South Dakota. We also have Lonely Hearts Radio coming up as well. And the number is 1-800-449-8686. And Pamela Anderson is going to be on some billboards in China in a new anti-fur campaign if the former Baywatch star can get past the censors. The posters feature the slogan, Give Fur the Cold Shoulder, in English. And they will show the 37-year-old actress topless with her back to the camera and an arm partly hiding her right breast. An image of falling snow will appear above Chinese characters that read, Cold shoulders are nothing compared to the pain they feel. Please don't wear fur. China's straight-laced media regulators have yet to give the posters a green light, said Jason Baker, a Hong Kong-based spokesman for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You know, that would be an interesting billboard to see. I don't know if you've ever traveled in China. I have. And it, like traveling in the Orient, it's as if you're illiterate. If you don't know what it's like not to be able to read, go to the Far East. You can't read over there. There's no way you can read what those guys have got up in their billboards over there. It's all kind of stuff. Some guy sent me an email today in Chinese. Seriously, it was all in Chinese characters. So I went over to Babelfish, and I Babelfished up Yo Mama or something like that, and I sent it. Actually, I know what it was. I don't like Chinamen. That's what I wrote back. So Babelfish spit it back. Here was the translation. I don't like was all in Chinese characters. The Chinaman was in English. They got nothing there for that. Just this Chinaman. So, yeah, if you go over there, you don't know what they've got. And but not only that, let me ask you a question. How scary is this? How frightening is this? This is what happened to me. I'm walking down a street, and I'm in Beijing, China, and I see Mickey Mouse, okay, wearing a doctor's smock, and then nothing but, like, I can't read what's on the sign. Okay? Isn't that a little bit disquieting and frightening? I saw Mickey Mouse wearing a doctor's smock and a mask and holding a scalpel, right? And then everything else I can't read because when you're in China, you're illiterate. You're a moron. You're a hillbilly. You're looking at all this stuff. And even like if you were in Europe, you see the word and it says something like Le Eiffel Tower, Le, you know, and there's the sign. You're figuring, I got a shot here. But I'm looking at Okay, so I'm dumb, and like everybody that can't read Chinese. I mean, anybody can't read English, you figure he's a dumbass, right? Try going over to China, man. Find out how smart you are over there.
What about the one that says Coca-Cola?
What about it?
You mean you don't understand it?
Well, yeah, I understand that one.
Why?
Because it's in English.
Well, I don't understand. You know what Mickey Mouse? You know what the Mickey Mouse is?
Don't I know what the Mickey Mouse is? Yeah, man, but I don't know what Mickey Mouse is wearing a doctor's smock, a surgical mask, and holding a scalpel. What's that?
He's Dr. Mickey Mouse.
Dr. Mickey Mouse, thank you.
Hey, what kind of cars do Chinese drive?
Well, actually, they don't drive a lot of cars over there, bud. They drive bicycles.
No, they drive cataracts. What's the matter?
Get out of here.
But you have a guest. He's here from Capital One Bank. And
get out of here. I don't want him looking at you with your metal-plated head. Hey, what are they driving in China, Phil? I don't know. Cataracts. So, yeah, so how do they read the Coca-Cola sign? Well, yeah, you can read the Coca-Cola sign pretty good. It's pretty obvious there, man. But everything else, you can't read any. If you see that movie Lost in Translation, that one with Bill Murray, if anybody says, really a hell of a movie. But when he is driving, at the very beginning of that movie, as he's driving into Tokyo, and I realize it's Japan, it's a very different culture, but I'm just talking in terms of the signage. As he's driving into Tokyo, and he's waking up out of this sort of jet lag, and he sees all that neon with all of those characters that he can't understand. Man, you are completely, you know exactly where, it's like you're in a parallel dimension of some kind. You know? And then one other sign I saw, oh yeah, this is a guy stepping out of a TV set in swim shorts. Now here was the sign. All these Chinese characters. And a Chinese guy stepping out of the screen of a TV set wearing the swim trunks. Now, you may say, hey, maybe it was an advertisement for a TV show. Yeah? Well, how come the back of the TV was off and all the guts were hanging out? What's that? And since I can't read China, I can't read no Chinaman talk, I don't know what it said. I suppose I could have asked a Chinese guy, but anytime you walked up to a Chinaman and said something to him, they'd scream and run away. Something to do with they never saw any Westerners before. And I'm there in Kelly Green sweatpants. You know the whole story. All right. 1-800. Anyway, that was a long time ago. Thank God. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, it's Bobby Dooley. In a few minutes, she'll be talking with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Darren Brown, the program director of C93, Lonely Hearts Radio, is ahead. Don't forget to send your email requests. We still take them. We're not going to be able to get to any email requests that we get now, probably much before the first of the year, after the first of the year, probably. However, on the 23rd of December, it's our all-request show, and I really suggest that you call in for that show because we're overloaded on the email requests right now. So just wait till the 23rd, call us, and we'll try to get to it as quickly as we can. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We have Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley in here in just a second from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Don't forget, I just want to mention on the 23rd, we're having an all-request show on the Phil Henry Show. If you have something that you'd like to hear, if you have a bit from shows past that you'd love to hear on our program, please, by all means, give us a call that day, and we'll try and get that on. I don't think there's a talk show in America that does requests, do you? Yeah, what talk show, I honestly, God, I'd love to know, what talk show plays back calls? Well, anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry program. Let me get Bobby and Steve on from Western Estates, and there is a social mixer coming up on Saturday that I know you wanted to tell me about.
Well, Phil, we really do, and first of all, I want to thank you for a great couple of years listening to your program.
Thank you.
And we also are very excited about Western Estates becoming an advertiser for the coming year.
And we do appreciate that.
And I wanted to do something tonight, Phil, that I think your audience would really enjoy. getting involved in, and that is we are having a social mixer this Saturday night at our clubhouse, and I wanted to invite you to our mixer that we're having at the Western States Homeowners Clubhouse. We have a lot of professional people who are going to be there. And I know, Phil, and I don't want to get involved too much in your personal life.
Well, we just want to, you know, you're separated.
Well, no, I'm not separated, you guys. I'm living. No, I'm not separated from my wife.
Well, we know that you're living apart from Maria right now, and we'd like you to be a part of this. And we think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, it's very kind of you. I can tell you.
Can I ask you where you're living right now?
I'm living in Hall. I'm living at a home that I have.
Can I ask you, you're not at liberty to say where?
No, I really don't want to do that. My status as a public personality,
Well, you know, I wanted to tell you, Phil, we're very excited about being an advertiser on your program, and I wanted to also tell you, and I'd love to hear your listeners weigh in on this, I have a very dear friend who's an attorney. She was divorced 2 years ago. She and I have listened to your show off and on for the last... oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And she's a very big fan of yours. And we really get a kick out of your program. And I would really love, you know, for you to meet her. She's a very huge fan. She's very attractive.
Well, Ms. Dooley, if I could just tell you, I do appreciate that. But I'm a married man. And you know, marriages have their ups and downs. But I'm not looking to be involved.
No, I'm not asking you to be involved. I just would like you to be at our mixer. I don't want you to... she's not a dog or anything, you know.
Well, I don't think she's a dog, but it's not about that.
She's very attractive, and I really think that you're in a unique position as a public personality, because I don't think people are going to judge you the way that you think that they are. They don't judge celebrities on the same standard, you know, as other people. And I'm speaking as someone who lives in Western Estates. And we are going to be a major advertiser on your show. And I just think it would be a lot of fun. I have spoken to Mr. Hall.
Well, let me just jump in here. I do appreciate this, Ms. Dooley. And
would I rather ask you to get involved just to meet her at the mixer?
Just to meet her. She's a lovely girl.
No, I understand that. You spoke to David Hall.
Yes.
He's the vice president of syndication. Two things. I have a company Christmas party to go to on Saturday. I'm sorry. And the other is I don't want to be in a compromised position.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. You wouldn't be compromising yourself.
Well, I would, because I'm married.
No, but I think, Phil, if you look at Kobe Bryant, or you look at Bill Clinton, or you look at...
Well, I understand what you're going to say.
No, but they don't judge people who are celebrities on the same standard. So I think you're totally in the clear. If you want to come to our mixer this weekend, excuse me, I had a little sneeze fit.
Sounds like you're getting over the cold I just got over.
We've had it in the house. We really have, all the boys. If you want to come to the mixer, we think she's a lovely girl. And
well, you keep bringing up this woman, and I want you to know that I am married.
Well, this is where I thought it would be a lot of fun, to get your listeners to call in and give you a little encouragement and say, Phil, why don't you have some fun and go to the social mixer this weekend? Meet her. She's a great gal. And
well, just, you know, have a future, take her out for a drink.
Just take her out for a drink, or even just to meet her this weekend is all we're saying. And that's really what we wanted to do. We think it'd be a lot of fun to have your listeners give you encouragement and let you know that, you know, you're not alone in this, Phil. And as a celebrity, you are forgiven for a lot of things that I think a lot of people...
Well, if I cheat on my wife, I don't think I could forgive myself. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not looking to be forgiven.
It really isn't cheating.
It's not really cheating, Mr. Henry, the celebrity.
It really, when you are a celebrity, is all I'm saying. And we heard your broadcast last night, and I said to Steve, oh my God, I feel so... you know, I feel bad for you.
Please don't feel bad. I've got an email. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Maria and I are fine. I just... you know, taking some time away, you know.
Well, Mr. Hall told us that we could bring this up to you, and it would be fun to open up the phone lines.
Well, I'll do that. I'll give her a number. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. And I do appreciate the patronage of the Western Estates, the new community out there.
And so we're opening up three new phases. This fall, we're going to have floor plans up to 8,000 square feet. Beautiful new phases. Beautiful views of the Santa Monica Mountains. And we're really excited about it.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley, join me. I'm not exactly sure what the audience is going to say.
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to give you encouragement. I think it's been, I think you've been very, very loyal and devoted to your wife and to our children. And I think what we'd like you to do is come to our social mixer, meet the people.
I have a Christmas party.
I understand, but I did speak to Mr. Hall, and he felt that you being at our social mixer would be important. We are, you know, spending some money on your program. And this girl that I want you to meet, she's 35 years old. She is absolutely gorgeous, 5'6", 110 pounds. She's a brunette.
I'd really appreciate that.
What is your reticence? Just tell me that. What is it that you are...
I'm married. I'm a married man.
But...
Well, we don't understand. You said you're not living at home.
Yeah, we're a little unclear. You said that you are not living at home right now.
I'm staying at the beach right now. Everything's good.
Well, then you are free this weekend.
I'm not free this weekend.
Well, you're not living at home.
Here's the thing. I have the Christmas. Well, I know that you said that Mr. Hall talked to you, but I do have a Christmas party.
Let me give you an example, Phil. You're a celebrity, and I know what you're worried about. You're worried about cheating on your wife. We're not asking you to do that.
No, we're not at all, Mr. Harris. Just come out and meet her and have a bowl of punch, have a cup of punch.
Just come out and meet her at our social mixer. And
is that Steve?
Yeah, Steve's here.
Yeah, we just come out and meet her and have a cup of punch.
Come out to our mixer, have some punch. She's a lovely girl.
You keep bringing her up. Why do you want me to meet her? If I'm married, and...
I think that it's important for you to move on a little bit. I think...
There's nothing more... My marriage is not ending.
Phil, you're not living at home. And I am an advertiser, and I'm asking you, and I'm asking the listeners out there, to encourage you to take advantage of a beautiful young 35-year-old attorney who is 5'6", 110...
I got her statistics, and she's a brunette, and she's lovely, and she, you said she's recently divorced.
She was married to two entertainers before you, so she knows a lot about men who are in the entertainment business. And she's such a huge fan. And I told her that you'd be there.
We already told her you'd be there.
And so, I'm not really clear on what you're saying.
What I'm saying, okay, and I'm a little embarrassed because we're on the air right now.
But yeah, I understand that, but I'm not clear on what you're saying. I'm an advertiser. I've asked you to come to our social mixer.
We don't want you to come out there. We advertise.
Yes, I understand you advertise.
And we have told her that you'd be there. And we're not...
And I don't want to get involved.
We're not asking you to be involved. We want you to just see her, meet her. Let nature take its... What did you say, Steve, the other day?
Let nature take its course.
Let nature take its course. I think it's very important, Phil, for you to understand that you're not living at your home right now. This is the holiday season. It's very important, I think, for you to stay active. She's a beautiful young woman, and there's a lot of people from our Homeowners Association, I do want to meet you. I think it would be a lot of fun to hear what your listeners have to say.
Well, I don't think my listeners would encourage me to go there.
I'm sorry?
I don't think my listeners would encourage it.
Well, she's a great companion, and I think if your listeners... See, you're saying that, and you're trying to influence them. I think they understand. You are a public personality.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting your wick dipped.
See, I don't like that getting my wick dipped thing. Okay? And
what we're saying is, you know, she's very beautiful. And you are living away.
I understand that. I need to take a break, okay?
Well, let me just say, this is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And everybody, can I speak to your audience, Phil?
Go ahead.
Everybody, this is Bobby Dooley. Don't you think, Phil, being a great radio broadcaster, should come to our social mixer? She's a beautiful young girl. She's 35, an attorney. And he said last night that he wasn't living at home, everybody. Don't you think, everybody, that he should at least come to it? Right, Steve?
Yeah, at least come to it, Mr. Henry. You don't have to get your wick dipped.
I don't want you to say that, man, okay? I'm married.
No, I understand. I just come out and meet her.
And also, I think what your audience would understand is we are advertisers.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is bringing up something that's just a little bit difficult for me. I'm not living at home right now. Marie and I have had a little bit of a falling out. Everything's good. Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley with the Western Estates Homeowners Association, they are advertisers. They want me to be at the mixer they're having this weekend, Chris. And did you check my schedule? Are we on for that Christmas party? And they want me to meet, and I'd be happy to go, but they want me to meet an attorney who is a resident there. She's a 35-year-old, apparently very beautiful, divorced, twice divorced attorney, who they said they want me to meet and told her I would be there. 1-800-449, did David call in? So he's 1-800-449-8686. I want to talk to him. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join me for the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Please understand, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, I appreciate the invitation, but I am married and...
So, I don't think you understand what we're saying. It's a social mixer. You are living apart from your wife, and I think you need to recognize that as a celebrity... Okay.
Well, you keep bringing that up.
That is very key. As a celebrity, I don't think you're held to the same standard.
In other words, you got some strange as a celebrity.
See, Mr. Dooley, with all due respect, saying going out and getting strange and going out and getting my wick dipped and all this is kind of offensive.
What do you want him to say?
I don't want to go out and have sex with another woman.
Well, we're not talking about you getting any strange right now.
You need to meet her and you need to... See, I think you need to, what's the word that, I love what Nicolas Cage says in Peggy Sue Got Married, comparison shop, you know?
Yeah, comparison shop.
I am not wanting to cheat on my wife.
I understand that, but you are expected to be at this mixer, and as long as you're there, you are expected to socialize with the people that are there.
It is part of the advertising commitment you made.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is part of the thing that you've requested is that we take calls, right?
I think it would be fun, yeah.
To hear from what my listeners have to say. Let me go to Stella. Hello, Stella. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hello, Phil. Listen, this is unbelievable. I have to say, mm-hmm. I cannot believe this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what? My name is Stella Goldstein, and
mm-hmm.
I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what you're doing here is wrong. Phil is a married man.
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Phil is a married man, okay?
Mm-hmm,
this is
mm-hmm.
wrong. You're clearly promoting... This is a sex party that you're doing.
No, it's not.
You can
not.
Call it a social mixer.
It's a social mixer. It's not a sex party.
Okay,
you know, for
why?
You to describe it as that must mean you've been to a few.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, him in the background there, mister. You don't need
you know
to be doing that.
You know what I think? I think that Mr. Henry, as a public personality, is expected to... If he strays, I think the public does forgive.
What are you saying? You're asking Phil Henry to have... You're asking him to have an infidelity is what you're asking him to do.
No, I am not. I said for him to meet a beautiful brunette.
Okay, there, right there.
Who's an attorney.
Let me ask you, Missy. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that you keep bringing up what this gal looks like? Why is that an issue if it's just a social mixer?
You know what? You don't get it.
Okay, a little old.
I think you're a little old.
Listen,
all right,
I'm not...
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Dee. Dee, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dee.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I think Missy's way out of line. I think she needs to back off, let you make a go of your marriage, and,
No one is asking Phil to give up his marriage, but... There is a woman that wants to meet him.
Your anorexic attorney friend who's been divorced twice.
Anorexic? I'd say she's fit.
6'6", 110. That's a little bit skinny.
Maybe for you, dear, but, I shudder to think what you look like. I'm saying that she is a woman he needs to meet.
And
I what if I don't want to meet her?
And you're demanding to meet her.
Well, he's expected to meet her because we are an advertiser. So really, I don't even know why I'm taking people's phone suggestions, because you are expected to be there, Phil.
You said you wanted to take the calls.
Well, you're not saying anything halfway intelligent, so I'm, you know.
Well, at least I have a degree. I don't know about you.
A degree? What does that mean, a degree?
Yeah, 96 degrees.
I'm 98.6.
All right, Dee, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Viola, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Who is this?
Phil Hendry.
Okay. Is this Bill himself?
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm with this other lady.
You need to turn the radio down, too.
Oh, my
God. I don't understand why it is you're entertaining these phone calls from people that don't know how to turn down their radio.
Ma'am, don't you know what the word no means in a nice, polite way? He does not want to go. He's a married man.
But he is expected to be there because...
Well, yeah, but you're pushing a 35-year-old woman on him. Well...
She's really gorgeous.
What difference does it make? He's a married man.
I understand.
Find another man for her.
Well, it's not a...
See, find another man. And, you know, you're keeping him on the line, insisting...
I'm simply saying that I'm married and...
Mr. Hendry...
Right,
we're not
married man.
We're not asking him to meet a dog. Do you understand? This isn't a dog. This is quality.
What difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
A married man.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to go.
I'm not interested. If you said to me, Mr. Hendry, would you come and meet a bunch of listeners, I would be happy to.
So these are not people who are sweating.
But you're insisting on him meeting this gorgeous, gorgeous gal.
I understand that, Viola, but this isn't just a line of people sweating.
Oh, Why don't you just get off the air and say goodbye?
Excuse me, I'm an advertiser.
Well, I don't
also
care. I'm a housewife, too.
Well, you're not the guest. I'm the guest.
No.
Yes.
I'm not a highfalutin person.
How old are you?
But I do have common sense.
How old are you, dear?
I'm old enough to know better.
All right. Well, then, what do you mean you're a housewife?
Well, I'm retired.
You can't get around with a vacuum cleaner, can you?
I certainly can. I do my own housework, and I do my own house painting.
Well,
in fact, I'm painting my house inside.
Well, how big is your house? What is it?
I have a 3-bedroom ranch house.
You live in the Unabomber Shack?
You live in the Unabomber Shack?
All right, look.
No, I don't, lady. Mm-hmm. You're such a nut. I don't give a damn who you are.
I am trying
Goodbye.
To Phil to get out and live a life.
All right. Okay. Get David on the phone, will you please? 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. I am expected to go to a social mixer this weekend at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I'm expected to meet a fan of mine who's a 35-year-old attorney, a woman. I'm married, but this is an advertiser. And I can't say no to them. And if it sounds like I'm getting choked up, I am a little bit. I'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we're back on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and we are talking with them about the social mixer they're having this Saturday night. You have intimated during the break, Ms. Dooley, you know that I'm not right now living at home, but I'm very much married, that I have some kind of sexual contact with this woman.
I am, Phil, I really think it's unfair that you put it that way.
Isn't that what you said?
I am saying to you, I'm an advertiser. This is a listener who's wanted to meet you for a long time. She is a homeowner, and she is someone that needs to be, I think, attended to. I'm only saying that if her interest in you exceeds just friendship, and she is interested in going down, yes, a sexual road.
What are you going to do if she wants to go down the sex road?
If she wants to go down the sex road, and
what about the fact that I'm married?
It doesn't matter. You're a oh my God! It's like talking to some of your listeners. You know, I never thought I'd say this, Phil.
Well, talking to some of my listeners, you're talking to me.
No, but I never thought I'd say this. Talking to you is almost as amusing as listening to some of the people that call your show because.
You know, I'm really stupid.
Are you calling me stupid that I want to stay faithful to my wife?
I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying you need to understand I've got a very important homeowner. She is a big fan of your show. If she wants to take it to a place where, let me be very graphic, if underwear starts coming off, what I'm saying...
Look, I cannot...
I am an advertiser, and I think you should know the rules of being a celebrity and what celebrities do.
In terms of the having the sex with a celebrity...
If the underwear flies off...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Deborah. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead, ma'am.
I really don't understand. I am really shocked at this lady here. I feel like you're doing the right thing. Even though you are not living with your wife, you're still very much married.
Yes, ma'am.
And this lady here, do you believe in the Bible at all? Do the word adultery mean anything
to you? Are you speaking specifically to me?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, hold on for a minute. Steve, would you get the, I've got a pate in the oven. Hold on. I think the Bible is really, really great. I've heard people who read it. And I would say that I think that all of us should follow the Word of God. But in the case of a celebrity like Mr. Henry, do you know who Kobe Bryant is, Deborah?
Do what?
Do you know who Kobe Bryant is?
Yes, I do.
No, he... had sex with another woman, even though he's married.
And I think it was wrong.
Yes, but he's a celebrity, and we still embrace
him. I don't care anything about the Bible. Don't speak about celebrities.
What about Bill
Henry,
Clinton?
I think that you're doing the right thing, even though you're not at home with your wife. Even though you're not at home with your wife, you're still married to your wife.
No, but
and I feel like that you are doing the right thing. And I don't care if she's a...
Why are you speaking past me?
I don't care if she was...
I'm not impressed by my wife.
I don't care if she was Britney Spears. If the man don't want to be with this 110-pound, whatever
is,
it is.
Yeah, all I'm asking is this. I'm just asking. I'll go and I'll meet listeners.
As I said, Phil, this is not a line of sweaty listeners at a CD signing. These are upscale people. And
what do you mean sweaty listeners at a CD signing? Those are people.
These are upscale. I'm not putting down your
you
audience.
Know what? I don't even know why you would have this chick even on your show because...
Oh my God! I've never been more insulted.
I can't believe that you would even try to entice this man to try to cheat on his wife, even though he's not living with her.
She's a very beautiful attorney. She's 36.
He don't want to meet her. Can you get that through your head?
I don't want to meet her.
But I'm an advertiser. This is a woman that needs.
I don't care what you are, Mr. Henry. I really like your show, and I think you're doing the right thing.
Hold on, Deborah. What is it, Mr. Dooley?
I want to ask Deborah a question. This is Steve Dooley. Deborah, how are you? I'm Steve Dooley, Bobby's husband. What if the underwear starts flying off? What do you do then? There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, if he's not there, he don't have to worry about it.
Right.
If he's not there, he don't have to worry about the underwear flying off. And I can't believe that you guys are even talking this way on the talk show.
Yeah, here's my question. What's that got to do with me?
So I would think a beautiful woman, 35, a professional attorney, to put it very crudely, as Steve did, if the underwear comes sailing off, what are you going to do, run out of the
room? How do you think his wife would feel if she heard you
absolutely.
This way?
And
how
if
do
the
you
underwear
think his
comes,
wife would feel?
I would never be in a position where the underwear comes sailing off.
If she...
You are a very smart man,
If she has you in a limousine, let me tell you something. If you're in a limousine with her... And
I wouldn't be in a limousine with her.
What if she invites you for a cocktail?
I'm not going to get into a limousine with the woman. I'm not going to go out to a cocktail.
Well, I just say if the underwear flies off, what do you do then?
If the only place the underwear could fly off that I would be present would be in the middle of this party.
Well, what then?
Then I would turn and I would say, ma'am, your underwear just came off. And
would you at least go get it for?
What are you people talking about?
The only where that he would be safe at about the underwear flying off would be at his wife's house. Mr. Henry, you have a great night.
Thank you very much, Deborah.
You're welcome.
I think that lady was very rude that you just had her, and I don't think she understood really what's at stake here, Phil.
You guys keep talking about what if the underwear flies off.
It's worst case scenario. That's what I'm trying to do.
Worst case scenario?
Yeah.
You're going to invite me to a social mixer where I am expected to mingle with the residents at Western Estates. I understand that. You're an advertiser. I don't understand the intimation, though, that I'm expected to pay particular attention to this one lady.
She's a huge fan, Phil. And
I understand she's a huge fan. I get an email every day from people that are fans. You're telling me what am I supposed to do if the underwear flies off?
She's that very much enamored of you.
And
well, if the lady wants to have sex with me, you better have her not at this party. Okay?
All right, let's say she shows up anyway.
Then you tell her to, if she is intent on getting me into bed, tell her to stay away from me.
And if the underwear comes up...
Will you knock it off with the underwear? Here is Rhonda. Rhonda, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand why you're trying to get this married man to meet this attorney no matter what. Quit doing the
I'm listening
to you. This man is married. Your money... As you as a sponsor of this show or whatever you're
we
a sponsor
are,
of,
we are sponsor
money does not mean nothing. You are trying to wreck this guy's marriage, even though he is away from his husband. He signed a marriage certificate
oh my God,
for better or
gay.
For worse.
Oh, my God, she thinks you're in a gay
relationship. She thinks you're in a queer relationship.
She misspoke. You meant my wife, right, Rhonda?
Yes.
Yeah, you said...
I no. said you're married. You signed a marriage certificate
yeah, but
for
Rhonda,
better or for worse.
Rhonda,
there is no reason. He can be a gentleman and go meet this lady if he wants to, but there's no reason. Just because you're a sponsor and you give this show money or whoever you're giving money to, you don't need to have him meet her to go out on a date because she's a fan of his.
Guys, Rhonda, this is Steve doing right. You think Mr. Henry's queer?
No, she does not. She you misspoke.
No,
Rhonda.
I don't think he's queer.
Well, you said he has a husband.
She misspoke.
No.
She meant to say wife.
Wife.
Well, I think that
Rhonda, I said a marriage certificate.
Look,
I said he's a husband.
Rhonda,
I didn't say he has a husband.
Well, Rhonda,
I said he's a husband.
All right, but either you think Phil's queer or you've had a gallon of rum for dinner.
I don't think he's
hold
queer.
On for a minute.
I didn't say he's queer.
And
well, you said
I know
husband.
He has a wife.
She misspoke. She meant to say his wife.
Her husband.
No.
She meant to say... I know what she meant to say, okay?
He is married. He has a wife.
Okay,
even
but who is he married to, a woman or a man?
Married, even if he was married to a man, it doesn't matter. You should not be...
Where's $3 bill?
No, she does not think that.
You should not be... forcing somebody to meet somebody so this person can have sex and wreck the marriage.
All right, fair enough, Rhonda. But
your money does not put on a marriage certificate. He married this woman for better for worse.
Mm-hmm. All right, then let's ask this question.
Just because she is a fan and she likes this guy or whatever, it doesn't mean that you should be forcing him. Basically, you're threatening him.
All right, let me ask you this
basically,
question.
Basically, you're threatening him. You
I
won't be a sponsor no more.
Well, that's true. The lady's asking, yeah, well, you're threatening me.
Well, she said you're full of gayety, Mr. Henry.
She did not say that I'm gay, but you are.
I did not
saying,
say he was gay.
Well, what if we had a man there who's a personal trainer, very fit, very trim in the butt, and do you think that would be all right?
Repeat that?
What if we had a man there to meet Phil who was a personal trainer, trim, fit, bald?
You know, if
like a sailor outfit?
If he was,
what if he's in a sailor outfit?
You know
right.
what? If he is
you know
a
what?
Professional and he wants to go meet
I don't
want to
go out with a
you
guy.
Know, it's fine, but basically you're shoving this woman in his bed.
Can I say this then, Rhonda?
Why don't you go sleep with this woman? If you're so excited and think she's so gorgeous, why don't you go sleep with this woman? Instead of wanting Phil on her.
All right, I'm going to share something with you. We were involved.
You
well,
were,
good.
You, you were
here again.
You were
involved
with
her?
Yes,
quit
I had.
This poor married man on this
quick,
woman.
I had a very quick relationship with her, and I thought
well,
it would
good
be
good. For you. So you're the one that's queer.
How dare you?
My wife isn't queer. She's a lesbian.
All right, Rhonda, you're saying everything that I'm thinking, just so you know. And I
am an advertiser, and when I tell Phil Henry to come to the social mixer, and
you're
if
not
he,
a very good advertiser
well, what,
if you're
you
if
still
you're
have
wanting
answers.
Him to meet this woman and
I'm trying to share the goods.
Put him in her bed.
I'm trying to share the goods. I had her once.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I took pictures. And
look at you guys, get out of here. I'm sorry,
well,
Rhonda.
Don't make him feel bad for
yeah.
You know.
I appreciate what you're saying, Rhonda. And I think it...
That's true. You don't have to meet her.
It was my Martina Navratilova moment.
Wait,
I was experimenting.
Yes.
Take your wife with you.
I absolutely.
Introduce your wife to her.
Absolutely. And, you know, I certainly think that...
I want to just do an Annika Sorenstam thing. Is there something wrong with that?
Would you get
take
out of here?
Take your wife with you, Phil.
I'm an advertiser. When I tell him the underwear
so
is flying off...
So what?
Yeah, I know,
I'm
exactly.
Another.
Rhonda, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Get out of here. Yeah, Phil? Well, what if the underwear comes flying off? Bobby and Steve Dooley, I'm going to the Christmas party this weekend. Anybody want to give me a ride? Chris, you going? You going with Michelle?
I'm in.
You are, man? What about you, Newman? You ain't. How come, dude? Where are you going?
I got a wine tasting party.
He's going to a wine tasting party. Check him.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
go.
I'm going to the Christmas party. I got to stay far away from a social mixer with a gorgeous attorney, or maybe a guy in a sailor outfit. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show coming up with Darren Brown, program director of C93, still ahead, and Lonely Hearts Radio.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sew Me Up So Tight. I'm talking through a hole in my face. I'm Sheila Skelly.
And I'm Dr. Jack Briscoe, and welcome, everybody, to Sew Me Up So Tight. I'm talking through a hole in my face. This is, of course, our plastic surgery segment. You know, Sheila, I get so many cards and letters from people saying I'm ugly and I can't get a date. And I tell them the same thing. Why don't you get plastic surgery, you freak?
No question about it, Doctor. You know, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Briscoe, I am personally right now not feeling very fulfilled as a woman. I would like to find love. I would like to find, I don't know, I'd like to find a man who cares about me, is my soulmate, and all that I can't seem to find. I don't know, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I'll tell you something, Sheila. We all want that, and as a plastic surgeon, I can't think of a better way to find that very special man than to have your breasts enlarged to the size and consistency of two huge pumpkins. So, why don't we get to it?
Okay, let's do that. Let's get to it. Get me some big boobs.
Weeks later.
They're pretty good, Dr. Briscoe, but I'll tell you, can you make them bigger?
The hell are you talking about? You're gonna get scoliosis carrying those babies around as it is.
I said I want them bigger.
Well,
not bad, Dr. Briscoe, but can you get him bigger?
Are you nuts or something? You got him in a wheelbarrow right now.
To find the man of my dreams, I want really big boobs. Now make him bigger. I don't know.
There, you got two boobs now that are the size of the Union 76 ball at Dodger Stadium.
Well, they're not big enough. You failed me, Dr. Briscoe. You failed me in finding true love. There's nothing left to do but kill you. And kill myself. We belong dead.
No.
Just kidding, everybody.
We thought we'd do that little skit for you. I like that, we belong dead. That's great.
That's from The Bride of Frankenstein. Well, until tomorrow.
By the way, who did do that boob job on you? Why, wait a second. Oh!
We're just fooling around, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Sheila has got a very, very nice rack. Wait a second, I think I see a leak. Oh, my God!
Let's quit horsing around with everybody.
Yeah, we are very, very sorry. We thank you so much, all of you, for joining us. Until next week, remember, you don't have to be ugly and unpopular. Get a breast job, just like Sheila's. Here, let me give a pinch. Oh, no, a thing's leaking again!
Sew me up so tight, I'm talking through a hole in my face. Brought to you by the Institute for Public Broadcasting and this station.
Just kidding, everyone. See you later.
Bud Dickman on the organ, by the way. All right, 1-800-449-8686. There she is. There's the Sheila and Dr. Jack Briscoe. She wants them bigger and bigger because she wants the man of her dreams. Coming up on December the 23rd, we've got an all-request show. It'll be our first ever all-request holiday show. Hopefully this will be something we can do each year. And we really do enjoy getting the email requests. So what we thought is just a twist. We'll take requests over the phone on the 23rd. All request on the 23rd, the day before Christmas. And that'll be right here on the Phil Henry Show. And, of course, our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. You can purchase it online at our website at www.philhenryshow.com or at 877-616-7445. And the money we raise from the sale of our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Outstanding people. We love them over there. And know that when you purchase our CD, your money is going to help kids get off the street, turn their lives around, and get back to what they ought to be doing, right, Bud? Which is, I guess, standing around and drooling like you.
You got it, Mr. Henry.
All right. Coming up, we've got Darren Brown from C93 will pay us a visit. And also Lonely Hearts Radio on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Is he on the phone right now? Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We do expect a visit from Darren Brown, program director of C93 in Pierre, South Dakota, to tell us all about what I'm doing right or what I'm doing wrong in my show. And we also will have Lonely Hearts Radio. Last evening on our program, we had a caller, a listener who is a immigrant, recently immigrated from Egypt. His name is Raj Fanin. I've been told, Bud, and you got this from David?
Yeah, you just call him in. I said, put him on.
What was the problem, Mr. Finneen? It's Phil Henry. See, where are you there, sir?
Oh, yes. Is this Phil Henry?
Yes.
Yes, I was on your program last night, and was not. I did not think I was treated very fairly, and I asked your program boss if I could...
Hold on for just a minute, will you? Because I'm losing the connection here. I can't hear his phone connection. Hear that? Let me see something here. Ah. Are you there, sir?
Yes, that's much better.
Thank you.
Now I have a... It sounds like I'm in a car and not just talking on the phone.
Right, right. I got your sound effect there. All right, so what? You didn't think you were treated fairly?
I thought that there are a lot of people who called and that didn't understand me. I'm saying America, I sympathize, you know.
Well, you were baiting a lot of my callers by saying Americans, yeah, Big Mac, ha-ha, that we're all big and fat and we scare your kid. And
well, it's true, and I talked to this man, David, all today. He said I can come on your program to sing song.
Well, you finished out my show last night with a song that I thought was a little rude about...
It was not rude.
Well, I have a tape recording of it. Can we roll the tape from last night, if you wouldn't mind, Mark? Here it is.
One, two, three.
Well, I'm a butter hog.
You remember that? You called everybody a butter hog?
That was a joke. But listen, it doesn't matter. Mr. Earl says I can do this song, and I want to sing this song.
Calling all Americans fat... what did... He's on the line?
Yeah, Mr. Earl's on the line, too.
David, all I'm saying is...
Look, I'm not going to have a discussion with you. Put this guy on the air. He was made fun of and called some kind of a raghead and all kinds of stuff.
Nobody called him a raghead.
Mr. Earl, you're right. They called me a raghead. They called me turban jockey. Call him a turban jockey.
Nobody said that. He was calling Americans fat.
Let him sing his song. Thank you, Mr. Finney. Thank you, Mr. Earl. I'll see you later.
All right, sir, go ahead.
All right, this is called I'm an American... And my son is going to be joining me with this. Are you ready? Here you go. This is a great song. You're going to love this. It's all about what we see in America. One, two, and a one, two, three. Saw an American, four Big Macs, stuck them in his face, and that's a fact. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I got a burrito at Taco Bell. I'll eat it till I pop. Come heaven or hell. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I'm an American, I supersize. Yes, I'll have another 10-pound box of fries. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I...
Now, hold on for a minute. What's with this, oh, yeah, uh-huh?
It's a blues song.
It's blues song.
Who's that?
It's my son. It's just a blues song. You know, oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what is it, man? Some kind of a freaking dance rave from 1965?
Listen, I got one more lyric I want to play.
Go ahead.
All Americans... Oh, wait. Ready? One, two, and a one, two, three. All Americans are big fat hogs. They eat a Big Mac and shoot out a log. Oh, yeah.
I hate you, man.
But I got the way here. Listen. Phil, you let him sing that song. Clear Channel's an equal opportunity employer. Let him sing it again.
Wait a minute.
Let him do it again. Scoot up, I left.
Come on, man.
I want to sing that song again.
All you're doing is saying that all Americans are fat.
All Americans are fat. Americans, this is a joke. You see, in other words, you say a Polish joke, you say Egyptian joke, you say a Russian joke. It's an American joke. If you go to my country, you go in Europe. Hey, American, hey, you want to have Big Mac? Hey, do you supersize? Hey, you know.
I guess I gotta let you sing the song.
You're damn right.
Go ahead.
One, two, one, two, three. Saw an American, four Big Macs, shoved him in his face, and that's a fact. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Got a burrito at Taco Bell, eat it till it pop, or go to hell. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm an American, I supersize. Please give me another 60-pound box of fries. Yeah, oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes the closer. All Americans, big fat hogs. They eat a Big Mac and shoot out a log. Oh, yeah. Wah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You ready?
Yeah. Saw an American who likes to eat. His big belly hung down to his feet. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You bet.
Thank you.
Are you done?
I'm done. That's the song.
Jesus. All Americans are big fat hogs. Eat a Big Mac and... Yeah, thank you. Well, there you go. I mean, he had to get his little jollies in. That cat was on a show last night saying we're all just a bunch of fat slobs with our Big Macs, our cheeseburgers, our Taco Bells. Well, maybe he's right. 1-800-449-8686. Darren Brown from C93, Pierre, South Dakota, coming up on the Phil Henry... What?
I saw an American. He saw it next thing. You know, I'm... What?
What does that say, Chris?
Saw an American, he saw me, next thing you know, I'm fricasseed.
Is that how you spell fricassee?
Well, it sounded out.
Listen, you freak, I can't read that. F-R-I-C-K-A-C-E. Saw an American, he saw me, next thing you know, I'm fricasseed. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah!
Hang up on that jackass kid. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
So I guess I'll go to the Christmas party this year. I'm leaning in that direction. I know that I said I wasn't going to go, and my workmates here, Mr. Newman and Mr. Pelton, said, well, if Phil's not going, then we're not going to go. And now I figure I'm going to go. And I'll tell you why I'm going to go. I know I've told you guys, you know, I'm not, you know, living at the house right now, but that's really not why. Even though every year on that particular weekend, we take the kids up to a kind of a Christmas celebration up at this ranch in Solvang. But anyway, no, I was downstairs, and there's a very nice guy. How many times has this happened to you guys? And let me ask you, is this, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this is code. You better be at the Christmas party, right? I'm downstairs. I'm getting a coffee. And walking by, a very nice guy who is the vice president of Fox Sports Radio, and his name is Andrew Ashwood. Nice man. Always talking to Andrew. I'll see him in the hall. Hey, how you doing, Andrew? Hey, great fella. You know, he likes the Coach Vernon Dozier character. He wanted me to do, in fact, I did Coach Vernon Dozier on the Van Earl Wright Show. I don't know if you heard that, but the first thing I said to Van Earl as Dozier was, your name is Van Earl, what are you, royalty? And then, you know, I gave him a lot of crap about voting for Kerry. But anyway, so he's downstairs, and he says to me, hey, Phil, because there's a guy that I know of the Atlanta Falcons, his name's Jeff Jagodzinski, he's the tight end coach, he's a hell of a nice guy, and he's got a great situation in Atlanta right now. God bless you for that, Jeff. He was up in Green Bay, and he got pushed out by Sherman, and so now he's down in Atlanta, and he's working for Jim Mora Jr. Now, the name may ring a bell with many football fans. Jim Mora Jr. is the son of Jim Mora. And Jim Mora is currently working at Fox Sports Radio downstairs here in our building on the weekends. Now, bringing you up to date, I'm talking to Andy Ashwood, and I say, yeah, I emailed Coach Jags. You know, he's happy down in Atlanta. He got out of Green Bay because Andrew is from Green Bay. He says, oh, yeah, well, you know that Jim Mora works for us here on the weekends. You should come and meet him. And I said, yeah, that's great. See, I'm not one of these cats. And maybe I should change. I should become much more gregarious than I am. I'm really, you're not going to know this about me. I'm an introvert, and I'm very much a loner, and I realize it doesn't. How could that possibly make sense when you do a radio show? But I am. I'm not very comfortable in crowds. I'm not comfortable at parties. And so when somebody says to me, oh, you got to come down here. We're having a whole, boy, we get together and everything. And, a guy like that, it's like I stay away from a cat like that like he's got smallpox. And he goes, hey, Phil, you smoke cigars? Hey, come on, Don. Any guy with a big, loud demeanor like that, and especially if he's got a boat on a trailer. Bye. Oh, are you some kind of a sissy? No, man, I ain't a sissy. It's just I don't think everything that a guy says, everything that comes out of your freaking face ought to be at like 11, as Spinal Tap would say. You know, push it down to about 8 or 9, huh? So anyway, Andrew says to me, are you coming to the Christmas party? And I said, I don't know. And he says, you know, Jim Mora's going to be there. And here comes the magic phrase, you should come to the party. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't get it.
Of course you don't get it, bud. You're not a professional. This is professional talk now. Why would you get it?
Well, what do you mean, so?
So, when a vice president with the company says, you should come to the Christmas party?
But you're busy. Didn't you say you're going to be paddling it?
Ow! I didn't say anything of the sort, you smart ass. In any event, he said, you should come to the party, so I'm thinking I should come to the party, you know? On Saturday night. So that's what I said to Chris, and I said it also to my good friend there, Mr. Pelton. I said, I think I'm going to go to the party. Now, these guys are all worried they ain't going to be there. That's okay. I'll cover for you. I'll say, hey, you know, Mr. Kitchen, Newman can't come to the party. He's at a wine tasting party. And Pelton is drinking with his friends and also doing heroin at some kind of a rave-up. So, you know, everything's good. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let me say hello to Darren Brown from C93 in Pierre, South Dakota. Darren, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very good. It's very great to speak with you this evening. How are you?
I'm great. And again, much thanks to you and to our many affiliates on the Phil Henry Network for having me on the air and whatever I can do for you.
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. It was a whole lot that I really love to talk to you about tonight because we've had some a lot of questions being asked by a lot of our advertisers about how you did the show. I wanted to ask you about it.
Well, certainly. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's wrong with this guy?
Shut up, bud. Go ahead.
You say something?
No, it's just Just the wind was blowing through the studio. Our window was open.
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. I've got a lot of advertisers talking about the fact that you do all these crazy voices on your program. Well, I got to tell you something. It takes a hell of a lot of talent to do that kind of thing. But a lot of our advertisers don't get it. They don't understand. And certainly a lot of the people who are listening to our program are a little bit confused about who does the voices and who doesn't do the voices. You know what I'm talking about now?
Well, Darren, yes, I do know what you're talking about. I've often had people say...
Okay, sounds like a retard.
If you don't shut up. I've heard people say...
You tell me to shut up?
No, I didn't tell you to shut up, sir. I did not. I've had many people say, well, I don't get it. He does these voices.
Yeah, that's it, Phil. Well, you really got that thing right there, Bob, because a lot of people don't understand. What's it all about you doing the voices, huh?
I do voices of characters. It's kind of like an actor.
I understand it's like an actor, Phil, but this is radio. We don't do a lot of serious art here. We just do a whole lot of hot air and try to sell the cards. You know what I'm talking about? So how can I get my advertisers to understand what it is you do it on the radio?
Well, I mean, you can tell them that Phil does these funny voices and people call in thinking they're real, and it's for the entertainment value of the audience.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny.
Well, I understand it's funny, Phil. I've got to tell you something right now. I pee my pants every time I listen to your program. I'll tell you, I squirt it out there every time I listen to the program. Really love the way the radio show sounds, but I got to tell you something. I really know what the advertisers say.
Well, what do you want me to do for the advertisers?
This guy's really pissing me off.
Shut up. What do you want me to do for the advertisers?
Well, I'll tell you what, Phil, if you could come here to Pierre, South Dakota, say in the next month at your own expense, of course, stay in some Motel 6 or some Fleabag hotel someplace, and then go to each and every advertiser's home and actually explain to them over breakfast, stare them straight in the face, what it is you do, maybe they'll get it in 6 months.
Yeah, okay. You want me to fly to Pierre, South Dakota at my own expense, stay in a Fleabag hotel, go to each and every advertiser's home, stare at them across the breakfast nook, and explain it to them, and maybe then they'll get it in 6 months.
You got it, Phil.
I'm warming my truck up. I'm going to kick this guy's ass.
Hold on for a minute, bud.
Said you want to kick my ass?
No, I did not say. Of course I wouldn't say that, Mr. Brown. I will tell you this. I would be happy to come to Pierre and explain to the advertisers that I do a radio show that is a comedy show. That's all you got to say. It's just a funny show. Okay?
Yeah, but Phil, don't understand how funny. Thing is, it's a talk radio. You talk radio, Phil. Cups of the news talk like that. How can I talk about it?
Oh, that's being funny.
I know the news talk radio is traditionally comes from a news format, but it's time for it to be funny, and I think news talk can be funny, and everybody else gets to be funny. Howard Stern gets to be funny.
Oh, I know about Howard Stern. Let me tell you something. I put him on the air the very first time in Pierre, South Dakota. I was a visionary. I put Howard Stern on the air. Of course, I had to take him off because I wouldn't want to get fired, but I know all about him. Well, I want to tell you about news talk radio. Still needs to be news talk radio. I don't get about a funny thing. What's that about?
Why can't it be funny on News Talk Radio, man? How come everything's got to be so serious? I mean, why can't I do shtick?
Well, I'll tell you, I really like the fact that Michael Savage is really funny, and my Rush Limbaugh is really funny, too, okay? And I love Dr. Laura. She can turn a really funny phrase, too.
The three guys you just mentioned, I don't think of as humorists, though. They may say something funny, but I'm a humorist, you know?
Say again?
All right, that's it. I'm going to kill this guy.
Stay where you are, bud.
I'm warming up the truck.
No, you don't warm up your truck.
I'm heading to Pierre, South Dakota. I can be there within the hour.
No, you get out of here.
What are you talking about, Phil?
Look, what I'm saying is that I just believe that we can be funny on News Talk Radio, okay?
Well, I got to tell you something, Phil, what I'd really like for you to do is do a few less voices and a little bit more News Talk, okay? Get into some of the issues of the day. Take some of those old guys from the fans and we can talk about this stuff. You do those funny voices pisses a lot of people off.
Right, I'm coming through the phone on him.
Bud, get out of that phone.
No, I'm coming through.
Say something, Phil, about coming through the phone.
Now, watch out, Mike.
I'm coming through.
But my intern's coming through the phone on you.
Coming through right now. Oh, my God, some kind of a retard here. How do you like that?
Oh, what the hell's going on?
Get out of that phone, Bud.
No, I want to kick his ass some more.
He's kicking my ass.
Get out of that phone, Bud.
Oh, that hurts. Okay, I'm done.
Get out of the phone.
All right, hold on.
I'm out.
Just kicked his ass again, didn't you?
I can't take it. Oh, excuse me, I'm still on the phone.
Get out of there.
I'm sorry, I like it in here. It's comfortable.
Get out of there.
I'm out.
What is it with you, dude? Every week I have this cat on the air, you're kicking his ass.
Because the guy sounds like he's really irritating.
I understand he's irritating, but he's an affiliate. We have to treat him with respect.
Don't he understand you do the voices?
I understand he doesn't understand I do the voices. I understand it's difficult for people to grab the concept of this show. I get it all. We're just going to have to suffer along, bud, until the world catches up with us. Do you understand that?
I don't think it's fair, Mr. Andy. I think you're such a visionary. I think you're so talented. I want to do so much for you.
All right, don't get gay on me.
I'm not trying to be gay, but I feel the world needs to understand you better. I'm going back in the phone.
I want to kick his ass.
Get out of the phone. You just put me in the phone. Thank you, bud. I appreciate your loyalty, and I certainly do appreciate all of the things that you do.
Please don't touch me.
Okay. All right, so Lonely Hearts Radio is coming. It's constantly a thing that we have to fight around here.
Now, let me just get this straight. You do the voices of all of the callers?
No, I don't. I do the voice of the guest.
Oh, well, which one's that?
That's the one that says all the funny stuff. And then...
And the people, they can't be real, the people that call in.
Yes, they are. They're all real.
No, you must have some of those set up, huh?
No, I don't set up any calls.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't. And then they walk away scratching their rear end, you know, and sniffing it. And I just... They walk away scratching their rear end, pulling their finger up and going,
lilacs.
Coming up tomorrow night, Doug Danger and Vernon Dozier. In the next half hour, we'll have Lonely Hearts Radio. Don't forget the All Request Show, December the 23rd, here on The Phil Hendry Show. All requests over the phone. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Lonely Hearts Radio. I'm Delilah. Tonight we'll take your phone calls and try to help you the best way we can with advice and maybe a beautiful song to go along with it if your love life is, well, isn't quite what it should be. If you're lonely, if you're... Well, maybe looking for that special someone or wanting to send a message out to that special someone. We'll try and do it for you tonight here on Lonely Hearts Radio with Delilah. Right now, we'll take a phone call. You can call me here at 1-800-I'm-Delilah. That's 1-800. I know you're frightened, but I am Delilah. Well, let's take a phone call right now. And this is J-Lo. Hi, J-Lo. How are you?
Yeah, this is J-Lo. And right now, I'm having a problem, you know.
Well, what's your problem, J-Lo?
Well, the problem is, you know, I had a career that was red hot almost 12 months ago, and right now, all they're talking about is Lindsay Lohan, Ashley Simpson, and that slut Jennifer Aniston, that slut Anna Nicole Smith, and nobody's really talking about me, and I was telling everybody that I was still Jenny on the block, even though they know that I wasn't true, because, you know, you can't take a homegirl like me and dress her up and think she's going to get a hit turned around. And
oh, why don't you shut the sewer under your nose, will you, for a minute? Okay.
Wait a second, you can't talk to me like that, I'm J-Lo.
Yeah, I know who you are. I know who you are. What do you want me to tell you, okay? You aren't all that anymore, J-Lo, okay? The J-Lo thing is over. We had our J-Lo moment. Woo! All right, it's over, baby. So shut your pie hole, take your $20 million a picture, make a few more turds that no one wants to go see, get a little more exposure, then go home, climb into a nice warm tub filled with nice warm water, and drop a desk fan into it.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Thanks so much, J-Lo, for your call. This one's for you. Just how deep is your pie hole? Here are the Bee Gees with Shut That Hole Under Your Nose.
Your eyes in the morning sun.
I'm Delilah.
I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again.
Well, I think I'll get a bath.
Yeah. Come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Then you
Where are you playing this?
I'm playing it because it was the bit.
Why don't you stop playing it?
Why? Why should I stop playing it?
I knew it.
What do you mean you knew it?
You're getting all sentimental on account of everything what happened at your home.
Turn it off. I don't need to listen to that song.
Yeah, you do. You're all getting sentimental thinking about your wife.
No, I'm not. And how dare you? Quit looking at me like that, bud.
Yeah, I know what's going on with you. You're getting all sentimental,
romantic?
Right.
No, I'm not. I played the song.
Yeah, but I can see you misting up.
I'm not misting up. Turn it off, bud.
I'm crying. You like this song, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's a very nice song, yeah.
Does it have special meaning for you?
Just turn that thing off. I'm Delilah. Shut the hole under your nose. Coming up tomorrow night on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much, Delilah, for the love songs.
You're welcome.
Coming up tomorrow night, Doug Danger and Vernon Dozier and our all-request show on the 23rd. Now, how are we going to do the all-request show? I think we're going to...
People call in and then we'll take the request and they'll play them.
Ah, yes. Thank you, brain surgeon. No, I'm asking, there's going to be a very wide-ranging variety of call of, you know, requests. And we're going to have access to these, Chris. So what system are we going to be able to put into place here?
Well, we've got...
Like, for instance, what if a guy calls and he says, yeah, remember the bit you did with the cat, you know, with Bobby Dooley and the cats having sex in the backyard? What would you say?
I would say, hang on. And then I would go through our computerized directory.
Yes.
And I would type in keywords for that.
Yeah.
Now, if I couldn't find it in there, I know Mark would be looking for it, too, in his
book. Or if you were me and you have all the bits on our CDs memorized, you know you could go to the 1998 CD because it's on that one.
And I would do that, too.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's going to be very challenging. And I know a lot of people will call with... Because I get email every day, and I know you've seen it. I'm not forwarding it to Mark anymore, not after he threatened me with a carving knife, because he said, I got so much work to do here. You send me one more request, someone's going to die, and it's going to be slow. And so I start sending them to you, and I know you've seen... some of these go back years, and I don't know how far back we're actually... I don't know. It's going to be dicey. It's going to be a slice-and-dice situation. But I think it'll be a lot of fun, and then it'll be on the 23rd. We'll take phone calls, not taking any email requests. We do play our daily email request on the show, but that'll be on the 23rd. And, of course, we are plugging the Best of CD. It's brand new. It's 2004. It's Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. All the money goes to the guys over at my friend's place. You talk about sweethearts. Should I tell people what they're doing for me? I should? Do you know that the people at my friend's place, and now I got to tell you, a lot of the folks on the board over there are in the entertainment business. And this is the thing to me that's the most impressive thing. Maybe it's the most impressive thing just because I work in broadcasting, but Mimi and Rob and the people who work on the board, these are all people who work in television. Mimi's a former writer at Saturday Night Live. Rob is a script writer and a producer. And yet they take time, an enormous amount of time, to help and as volunteers my friend's place over there on Hollywood Boulevard and do these marvelous things. I mean, far greater things than me, just sitting here and selling a CD. Now, I get a phone call, I got an email, I should say, from Mimi about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and she said, Phil, we would like to put our efforts toward getting you nominated for a Peabody Award. Now, a Peabody is to the radio business what an Oscar is to the movie business or a Grammy is to the, you know, music, etc. And I said to them, well, good luck on that. Because I just don't know how you're going to, you know, this radio show is under the radar when it comes to mainstream radio. She said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to at least make an effort. So last week they came and they picked up about 20 shows. I said, well, I don't know. I appreciate it. She said, would you just do me a favor? I said, what? Just pull 20 shows that you guys like that you thought were good shows. And Rob and I will do the rest. We'll listen to them. So we pulled 20 shows. She came here last Friday night after everything she's got to do. Comes all the way over here, picks up a DAT player, picks up the tapes, and the bad news for Premier Radio Networks is they're stealing the DAT player, and they've just, I think they've sold it on eBay. So that's great. No, they got the dad player and the tapes. They're listening to them, and they're going to present our radio show to the Peabody Committee as a possible nominee for a Peabody Award. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
What do you mean a Peabody? Sounds kind of gross.
Why don't you just sit and listen for a minute instead of commenting?
Well, Peabody sounds gross.
I don't care if it sounds gross, you infant. Peabody. I guess it sounds like peeing, huh?
Yeah, bingo. Give the man a cigar.
Well, who cares, man? It's named after a dude named Peabody.
What, Mr. Peabody?
That's right, bud. It's named after Mr. Peabody. It's named after Mr. Peabody, the dog.
Look, what, do you give a second place a Seymour Award?
Right. Second place gets the Seymour Award. What's the point of me talking about this stuff, man, when you won't even listen? The Peabody Award's named after some guy.
Well, what's his name?
George Foster Peabody.
What did he do? Did he have a show?
I don't know.
Oh, great. So what, just some guy walking down the street to say, hey, can we use your name for the award?
I don't know who he is, man. I honestly don't know who.
Probably, what do you get in third place? The Bullwinkle Award? Oh, look, now you look all sad. Here's your favorite song.
Turn it off, jackass.
Here, let me sing it for you, Phil.
Turn it off and don't put your arm around me like that. Get away from me.
Come on, I want to sing. Let's dance.
I don't want to dance with you.
All right, here we go, Phil.
Come on, bud, quit it.
Oh, right to the morning sun.
I'm doing a show here, will you?
Touch me in the morning.
Yeah, man, right to the gut, huh?
Wow.
So anyway, they are going to try and present this radio show for a Peabody nomination. And I tell you, let me tell you what. This show wins a Peabody, my clothes come off right out here on Ventura. I ain't kidding you. My clothes come off at noon out here in the middle of Ventura Boulevard, right off the 405 freeway. I'll risk arrest. But I will say this. That they would take the time to do that for our radio show, I can't tell you how much that means to me. I mean, I just can't. That they would sit there and take that. But why would I be surprised? It's the kind of people they are. They give their time to the kids over there, and then they take time out to say, hey, well, why don't we do this for Phil? I mean, why would I feel I'm doing anything, man? Raising money over selling a CD, raising money? I mean, the work those cats are doing way far outseeds anything that anybody has... in my life, I've ever seen anybody do. Just taking time. And these are some hardcore kids, brother. Let me tell you what. You know what I'm talking about, Chris? These are some kids living on the streets. They're living out on Hollywood Boulevard. They are on the mean streets. And you can well imagine what it takes to survive out there. And some of them don't make it. I mean, some of the girls, they get attacked. It's like living like animals. Just living like freaking animals. And right in the middle of this... comes these folks. They set up this resource center where the kids can go. It's not a shelter with good reason. It means they don't live there. It's a place they can go, clean up, get some clothes, get a computer, get a phone call, maybe get a little bit of medical attention, sit down and play a game of Scrabble, sit down and use a computer if you are so show your willingness and show your aptitude for these things. That's what they do. Okay, done with the speech. Thank you.
You know, they should make a wax statue of you and put you next to Carol Channing at the Wax Museum.
Thank you very much for that, bud.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're taking the week off between Christmas and New Year's. And so you say JetBlue's got DirecTV, huh? Maybe I'll just fly to New York for no reason and just watch television. Boy, you talk about having no life at all. Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll just fly to New York and watch TV and then turn around and fly back. Just to have the experience of having DirecTV on JetBlue. They get them big wide leather seats, huh? How much is it to fly to New York? Cheap, El Cheapo. Maybe I'll do that, or maybe I'll go down to Mexico, or maybe I'll go out to the desert. I don't know what. Maybe I'll join Mark Garagos wherever he's going to be crying into his freaking beer. Did you see the article about him today? Now, I don't want to say anything other than the following statement, which, of course, I will follow up a few comments. But 1 year ago, man, when did this trial start? About a year ago? Somewhere in the neighborhood. I said, even before that, I said, Garagos, oh my God, man, you might as well pull it out, stick it in a meat grinder, and go ahead and start cranking. Are you crazy? Because if you don't win this case, what do you think's going to happen, man? Now, look, I know it's tempting when you have a gig like a criminal defense attorney. You're a very high-profile guy. Now, you see Johnny Cochran kicking ass and taking names, right? Johnny Cochran hit the ball out of the park with O.J., and ever since then, the guy's like a legend. Cochran's a legend. And these guys that win big cases, right? And I'll bet you anything Garagos said, you know what, this is my shot. This is my chance to knock that baby deep into the seats. But I need a big case. I need a high-profile case. Aha! Scott Peterson. How could a guy be so stupid as to sink your teeth into that one? I ain't kidding you, man. The only time that I ever doubted that Peterson would be found guilty is when I talked to our contact up there in Redwood City, who said, man, I'm telling you, I'm looking at that jury, and half of them look so stupid that you're waiting for three knuckles to go up their nose any second now. I think it's going to be a hung jury. And sure enough, it wasn't a hung jury, but what happened? One of the jurors was stonewalling, and they had to get rid of her, and they finally did convict the guy. But I never doubted for a second the guy was guilty, and I'm sorry, but the record shows that, man. I mean, I said it from the very beginning. This guy's so guilty, it's sickening. And everybody knew it. That didn't take a brain surgeon. As a matter of fact, it didn't take a brain surgeon. So how can you take a guy like Mark Garagos, who's a pretty smart guy, gotta be a smart guy, don't you think? Why would he hang his reputation on this case? I'm telling you, it's interesting to me. It's an interesting study in human nature and the choices we make in life. For a smart guy like this, because here's the thing, you see, I know what you're probably saying. Oh, well, what's the downside? The downside? This cat has gotten his ass kicked in a high-profile case. Not only did this guy get found guilty, the dude is going to cook, all right? Now, in order for you to start breathing the rarefied air that Johnny Cochran's breathing, you got to win these, man, not lose them. You got to win them. And I suppose if I was on trial for murder, I suppose I'd think about, you know, hiring Mark Garagos, but it's always going to be the back of my head, the guy lost a big one. And suppose you're innocent. Let's say you're innocent. Let's say you did not kill somebody and you hire this guy, right? Okay, why would you think that the guy would get you out? Well, I mean, he could carve your case to bits so they'd convict your ass, too. I realize it was an unwinnable case. That's what I really should be talking about. The case, nobody's going to win this case unless maybe you are Johnny Cochran. But Cochran knew how to play that jury, man. Cochran played that freaking O.J. jury, man. Like, those guys were all walking Stradivarius violins. He played them, oh, baby. Do you suppose any member of the O.J. jury walks into a supermarket these days? Hi, I was on the O.J. jury, and that's great. I bet you they keep it as anonymous as they can. Garagos, on the other hand, took over a case that a blind man could see unless you are the reincarnation of Clarence freaking Darrow, Stephen A. Douglas, and some other cat with a handlebar mustache. You ain't going to win this case. Garagos almost has a handlebar, but not quite. Maybe you should have grown a handlebar. And now, here's the story. Listen to this. Garagos said he knew from the start that the defense of Peterson would be unpopular, and many colleagues counseled him to stay away. But once he saw what looked like a lynch mob greet Peterson at the jail in his hometown of Modesto, he agreed to take the case. Yeah, there's a reason why people greeted this guy with a lynch mob mentality. He was on Good Morning America talking about, oh gosh, where's my wife and I love her so much, talking about how he'd never heard a flea and never stole a freight train. And we find out that he was playing everybody. And there's Garagos feeling sorry for a con man, a psychopathic con man. I don't think it gets much worse than this, losing a death penalty case in such a public way, said trial watcher and Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson. She said that while the death sentence is far from a death knell for Garagos' career, he's fallen from on high. What do you think of that, bud?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Maybe you ought to listen and learn something instead of paying attention to what kind of music I like. Maybe I ought to listen to some of these news stories I read.
You want me to throw it away?
Yeah, throw it away. Go ahead, throw it away. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. By the way, our December 23rd All Request Show right around the corner.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.